Hey guys, before we get started on today's episode, we want to talk to you about our brand new sponsor. It's BetterHelp. What's standing between you and happiness? Is it you? Are your own feelings a roadblock preventing you from achieving your goals? I mean, have you thought about talking to someone, but maybe you're uncertain or unsure of where to start? BetterHelp.com online counseling is there for you.
Finding someone to talk to can be really challenging, but BetterHelp makes it easy to connect with licensed professional counselors, caring professionals specializing in the issue that you want to talk with, whether that's depression, stress and anxiety, trauma, grief, self-esteem, anything, whatever you're done with that's totally bothering you. Connect with a counselor in a safe and private environment and get help at your own time, at your own pace.
And you can schedule secure video and phone sessions, or you can text your therapist, all included worldwide, and you can start communicating in under 24 hours. Best of all, it's a truly affordable option. And for Done listeners, you get 10% off your first month with discount code DONE.
Can you imagine texting your therapist?
Amazing. Like, I would never have to text you.
If you've been wanting to talk to someone, you can get started today. Just go to betterhelp.com/done, where you'll fill out a questionnaire to help them assess your needs and get matched with a counselor you'll love. And if you don't love them, you can always change it. That's betterhelp.com/done and use promo code DONE.
Hi, Dare.
How are you?
Really good. How are you?
I'm great. Really excited to be here at Done.
Amazing.
This is a podcast where we bring a guest. They bring three things they're done with. We talk about it. We have a lot of fun. It's great.
It's really great. And we love hearing what other people are done with. It's like a release inside of us. You know, it either grinds our gears or we're on board with it too. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, we're either all for it or against it, or I never really thought about it like that.
That is every reaction we have, actually.
Mm-hmm. So that's what the show is. And how's your week, Dare?
Ah, Bets, I got nothing for you. There's
really
nothing going on in my life.
I have something that I just felt, and I'm going to tell you because I know that you also get these. Don't be offended by that.
What?
My neck and chin have crazy pimples from my scarf.
Are you saying this because you're looking at my face?
No, because I just felt one on my neck and here. And they're just from my scarf.
Well, Betsy, every winter that I've known her.
I think my scarf is filled with bacteria.
Betsy goes to me every winter before it gets cold. She goes, get ready because pimple season's coming. Once we start wearing turtlenecks and scarves, we're going to be disgusting. And I've never told this to you before.
And don't tell me you've never had a neck pimple. I will out you so fast. Your ass will swing upside down.
I only have neck pimples, Betsy. I live with them all the time.
So then what are you doing here, huh?
I'm telling you that you're always warning me about like scarf season and that we're about to get neck pimples, and I'm like, I don't need the extra like voice in my ear telling you that I'm getting
I'm just
those.
Telling you to prepare your ass for when you're about to get slapped with neck pimples in places you didn't think you could get them. And it's from my hair and it's from my dirty scarf.
Okay.
That's what it is.
I'm not here to I'm not here to out your ass, okay? But you anytime something is happening to my body that I'm complaining about, you go, it's the weather. It's this weather, what it's doing, like whether it's fall,
it's
winter,
sick.
Spring,
well, it's
or
sick.
Summer.
It's sick. But the winter, no, there's no excuse except for it's like greasy hair and the scarves. That's why you get it in the winter.
Well, I have a new thing that I shouldn't tell anyone that's a new problem.
On your ass? Ingrown hair.
not new, no.
What?
This is new.
Oh, what?
Lately?
Oh, no.
We all know I wear 14 sports bras.
Yep.
Too cold to take any of them off.
Oh, sleeping in.
Sleeping in them. Basically deciding not to shower because there's too many to take off. It's so cold. I, like, took it off. I was, like, completely broken out. I looked disgusting.
Oh, no.
No regrets.
Recently, I was so cold. I'm sorry that happened, but I feel the same way. When I'm really cold, I don't take off my upper anything. It's just too much work and I have on too many layers.
Yeah, exactly.
And I maybe recently took a bath and didn't take off my layer that was on my top half of my body.
By like layers, shirt, you mean a bra?
My shirt and bra were still on, and I like dunked my lower half in a bath.
So you took a vagina bath.
Face.
So your ass was in the bath and your face was in the bath, but your torso was not in the bath. Figure out this riddle. That's crazy. That's like something
jealous.
Someone in like
jealous.
An elder home would do. And then like the assistant would come in and be like, Miss Betsy, are you okay?
No, I'm not okay. I'm cold. And I need to wash my face and my butt. Okay.
Oh, I have a question for you. Can you?
Okay.
You know I'm new to baths.
Mm-hmm. Congrats. Welcome.
Can you?
Dirty girl. I hate when people say that. Okay.
We only say it to each other. New can thing. You? I have no shower pressure. There's no water pressure out of any faucet in my house.
I understand.
Have to take a bath. It takes 20 years to fill up, but it's the only way to take to clean yourself. Another reason why I'm kind of doity these days. Can you wash your hair in the bath?
No.
I thought so.
For me, it's a no. Like for little kids, yes.
Okay. But can you wash your you dip your face in the bath?
In the fresh water coming out of the faucet. I have a washcloth.
Got it. Why do I need help
I
with this?
I don't wash my hair in the bath because it's just like, it just doesn't work for me.
Okay.
And my family. But I like just dunking my lower half, obviously, and then bird bathing with a washcloth and washing my face mostly.
Mm-hmm. Sorry. Oh. I just.
Oh my God.
I just, what they call burped.
So I guess, yeah, that's maybe also why I have neck pimples.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about that. Because you don't take your shirt off when you bathe. Betsy, you had a fun week.
Yeah.
You went?
I went wedding dress shopping.
And how was?
The first time. It was okay. I went in thinking I wanted my entire body covered.
Mm-hmm.
And really, I never look at my body because it's just always covered in so many layers and big pants and like big sweatshirts. I literally forgot what my body looked like, and I don't wear dresses. Mm-hmm. And it was fun.
Yeah.
I had a positive first experience.
That's great.
I was bossing the woman around like crazy.
Mm-hmm. Like what?
I don't like that.
No. What?
That's what I would say.
Oh,
I
don't like God.
That. That's not for me. She goes, do you want to try it? I go, no.
I'm the opposite. When I went, I was like, I love it all. Like,
oh,
even
really?
If I hated it, because, like, I didn't want to make anyone feel bad. Well, and they're like, you can't take pictures. And I'm like, okay. Like,
oh, really?
I'm such a rules person.
She's like, take as many pictures as you want. But this was the thing. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm in a rush. We just got engaged. But look, we want to have it soon. Get out of my way. You only have an hour. And I need to try on a lot to figure out what I want. And she's asking me so many questions about things I haven't figured out. And I'm like, I need you to stop talking. And like, you need to run and go get
like, what's
dresses.
She asking? Is she like, so what's
she goes,
your mother-in-law
DJ.
Wearing? Oh my God.
Do you have your makeup and hair? It's like, no, what do you mean? I don't know anything. I need to figure out the dress first. And you need
what
to-
What religion are you going to raise your kids?
And like, I'm naked and she's putting the dress on me. And she kept clipping my arms in the clips.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, did I get you? I'm like, yeah, you know you got me. Now get out of here and go get me another dress and stop asking me band or DJ, bitch. Unless you're going to be there, what do you care?
Well, maybe she wants an invite.
Yeah, well, she's not getting one, okay, honey? And that's
pinching you? Never heard of that before.
Pinching me with the clothing clips.
Oh, we know.
And she goes, and it hurt. And when she put the veil on, it hurt.
Did you sob when you saw yourself?
No.
You're like, I can't believe I'm going to be.
I was like, I can't believe. My freaky body is what I kept thinking, but also no, I didn't sob.
Okay, good. That's exciting, Bets. Mm-hmm. Will you keep us updated?
I'm gonna keep everyone updated. So far, also when you see the other women there trying on dresses, it's so awkward, and I kept going hello every time I saw another bride.
Well, there's always like another mother who's like, yep. Who's like, okay, no, we're gonna need like this.
And the other mother was staring at me.
Loves your bod. Which
and
is
I was like,
her daughter had your bod.
And I was like, I don't know what you're looking at, but I'm enjoying it. Also, she wasn't gonna take me to the room that had a skylight where you can really see what the dress looks like. And we're like, can we go in the skylight room? She goes, well, that's not really for right now. That's for when you try a dress on that you really love.
What?
I was like, well, I love what I'm wearing right now, so can we go in and look?
What does she say? Prove it?
No, we went.
What a weird thing.
I
like,
know.
Show me you love this dress and you can have the skylight room.
Yeah, exactly, Dara.
Hmm.
So she's done.
She's done.
So no luck yet. We'll keep you updated.
Great. So we're done with her. And if you guys are done with stuff, we love when you submit it. You can submit it at Done Pod. mostly there. We ask people what your duns are, and we love sharing them. So yeah. Always send them in, and we share them on the pod.
Or submit to our personal Instagrams or Twitter. We love it. Keep them coming. Here are a few of other people's duns.
Not mine.
Not yours.
Other people's duns, not mine, not yours. Other people's duns, not mine, not yours.
Jordan is done with when people say, you never text me anymore. The phone works both way, bitch.
Wait, yes.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
You never text me anymore is get out of my face for me.
That's gross.
Yeah.
Sarah's done with travel neck pillows, aka grimy carriers of communicable disease.
Neck pimples.
Yeah.
My neck pillow stinks like spit.
Do you wear your neck pillow like everywhere you go? I could
no,
see
No, I face
that.
Down on it.
What?
I put my face in it on the food tray.
Oh, you're a psycho.
That's what I do. And
you
that's
scare the flight attendants.
It stinks like spit because I drool a lot.
Ew.
What?
If I were the flight attendant, I'd be scared of you. I'd request.
They actually love me.
The face down in her neck pillow lady.
Okay. Eric is done with people thinking drinking iced coffee in the winter is so wild. And Eric is also done with bathroom sinks with separate hot faucet and cold faucet.
Oh, Eric, no, honey. That is the dream. That's the farmhouse dream.
Really?
Yes. Then you can, like, you play your game. You get exactly what you want.
And I'm with Eric. I have it at work. One is scalding hot and one is freezing cold. And you can't, mix it in there yourself.
I'm... The Russian in me loves the extremes of both. The, coldness of the cold one and the hotness of the hot. It really wakes up the soul. Honey, Eric, you're wrong.
Honey, if you say so. Okay. Hold on here. Let me just pull this over here.
The bacteria in her mouth.
Okay. Caitlin is done with people who hum while they have headphones in. They can't hear how loud they are. And most of the time, they underestimate their volume.
Okay, I'm sorry, Caitlin. Some people bring us joy through music, and that's just a simple, beautiful thing.
I do it, but I just sing out loud.
In my car to go, you would not believe how much I was belting. I was belting.
Darren's been car to go with people. It's a tiny car that you can rent whenever
I haven't
you want.
Been in a car able to sing in a car for a long time. I was singing the Scarlet Pimpernel, a very obscure musical. So
radio?
A cappella on my own.
Psycho. That's psycho. They're such small cars, everyone going by could hear you.
Yeah, no, it was truly crazy. And I hit some notes that I haven't hit in a long time, and it felt amazing.
I also have been in a car recently, and I went through the Starbucks drive-through. I felt like a millionaire.
Oh, yeah, because you were having a suburban Connecticut lifetime last week, which we haven't really touched on. But you were they knew you in the Starbucks. You were doing the opposite Don Draper. You were commuting to work in Connecticut.
I was commuting to Nanny, and it was a great time. I ran the Whole Foods by the end of my stint.
Kelsey is done with Vicks Vaseline. People tell you to put it on your nose, your chest, and now your feet. I'm done. Oh, there's a next one. Uh-oh. I thought she was ranting on it. Vicks is telling you to put it a lot of places.
Yeah, why on your feet?
I might try that though.
On your feet, it's like baby foot. You know baby foot?
Yeah, but it doesn't do anything.
I'm done with having deep conversations on Snapchat or friends that text me via Snapchat to know I read it, forcing me to respond or forcing me to text, I forgot what you sent if I don't respond right away. That's psycho. We don't have Snapchat, so we don't have that problem, but that's
See,
psycho.
Kelsey, when you become an older person, you don't use Snapchat anymore and you don't engage in it.
Exactly.
Krista is done with people thinking I'm stupid because of my southern accent. They just hate us because they ain't us.
Yes.
Loving your pod from here in the South. Well, you can't be stupid if you like our pod, Krista.
Yeah.
Krista.
Well, thanks for the duns, you guys. Keep them coming. We love them.
And now it's time to introduce our fabulous guest. We're so excited to have her all the way from LA.
Whoa.
She has an amazing album coming out. You can get it now on iTunes early. It's called Undefeated, and it's by Kara Klink.
Hi.
Welcome to the show.
Oh my God, it was so
Hi,
hard not
Kara.
To contribute to your conversation.
I know, but we've been dying for you too.
Because I'm so excited. So you're newly engaged?
Yeah.
That's exciting.
I know.
Are you married or engaged?
Married, yes.
Married, me too.
And you're...
Mm-hmm. And I'm pregnant. I'm a big-ass pregnant woman.
You're a beautiful pregnant
woman.
Thank you so much,
you're,
you guys.
I... Love your body.
Tell us everything.
I'm 7 months and 1 week pregnant. I don't do the week count. I don't like making people do division.
It's weird.
I just want to know how many months
I can't
I
do
am.
That.
Are you going to do that with your baby? He's 40 days old.
Oh, my God. No, like when it's like, she's 23 weeks. It's like almost two. Just say almost two. You know, I mean, 23 months.
I thought all women who have babies just suddenly become really good at math. Like, I couldn't figure it out.
It is like sort of how your doctor talks about it and like how the apps talk about it. But like, I just am like, it's 7 months and 1 week.
She's basically 18.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's really weird.
Yeah. But congratulations on your engagement.
Thanks.
Trying on wedding dresses is so annoying.
I thought it was going to be easy, but it's hard.
Where did you go?
I went to Lovely Bride.
That was the very first place I went.
Oh,
what did you think?
It was like a great starting place.
Yeah. Did it go up or down from there?
It went up, down, all around. I ended up getting my wedding dress at a place called The White Gown near Grand Central.
Okay.
Because I lived here when I got married.
Okay.
And I also went to some of those big ass, like
Kleinfeld.
No, I did go to Kleinfeld's. My mom suddenly, not sample, but like they're like warehouse, like RK Bridal. It's just like rows and rows of dresses. It's not like nice ladies bringing you out a dress they think you might.
But
like.
Are they cheaper?
Yeah,
because it's
White
Gown.
I got my dress had really expensive and really not expensive. My dress was not expensive. I mean, in the grand, the most expensive dress I've ever bought. But in the grand scheme
of. Yeah, I went not expensive.
Yeah.
But Lovely Bride was all expensive.
It was expensive. That's what I thought too. I thought it was too expensive when I went.
I was like, how much? She's like, not that bad. I was like, oh, so how much? She goes, $2,400. I was almost shit in the gown.
Yeah, people think that that is, like, that's where Kleinfeld starts at $2,500. And so when I went there, I was like, that's already above my budget. But
and if you're not on TV, go fuck yourself.
They emailed me and they were like, we are filming the day that you come in for your appointment. Do you want to fill out an application to be on Say a So Dress? I was like, I'll do that. Because I thought you got a free dress. You don't.
What?
You don't get your dress for free. Wait. You just go to be on TV.
Were you paying for the dress still?
No.
And they make it so that your family all has dysfunctional issues?
Yes, because that's why I don't think I was on it. Because there's a question that I think is the golden question when you're doing to Say Yes to the Dress, which is ultimately whose decision is it?
Yes.
And they want you to say, my daddy, he's paying for the wedding. Or my mom, she has cancer. Or like whatever.
Or my sister who tells me what to do.
Yeah, exactly.
And hates my husband.
Yeah, my sister who survived a horrific car crash. Like, for real.
This is for her.
But the ghost of my auntie.
Yeah, I answered me. And so I think they were like, oh, fuck this.
Oh,
if this
course.
Girl has like free will, we're not doing it. Like they
and
want somebody
on,
that's like
good
trapped.
On all of you.
Yeah. It's probably better comedy. And I was like going with my mom and my sister and like one comedian friend. And so I don't think we were like a big enough entourage and like the whole thing.
Who brings that many people?
I don't know. But like I just
a lot of people today had too many people.
Oh, yeah. Well, they get the big room at Kleinfeld's. There's like a big center room like that you
like
see
in
on
the show.
I would rent it out for a football game and I don't even like football. Like what? It's weird. And even if I went like to a big thing, like you don't want to chime in too much. It isn't your decision.
Yeah.
Wait, there was another wedding dress show years ago and it was like in New Jersey and it was a family who owned it. I think on TLC. What was that? Remember?
I don't know.
Oh my gosh.
I don't even watch
Say
Yes.
I just remember that.
I know it was women.
Yeah.
It was a family of women.
Yeah,
I'm having like peppering of memory.
It was like Jerseylicious, but a wedding shop.
Say yes to the dress.
Oh my God.
Say,
I'm going to have to find it.
Like, yeah, I know what you're talking about vaguely, but I don't even watch Say Yes. My mom got very into it.
My mom loves it.
The moment I got engaged, she suddenly became addicted to it. And she still watches it. I got married 3.5 years ago.
I watched it years ago.
Oh, yeah. I watch it all the time. It's trash. I can fall asleep.
I love when a woman wants to look really sexy in her wedding dress. I think it's so hilarious.
It's always like a
weird.
There's
so many
sexy
dresses.
But I never have thought like, I want to look like hot sex at my wedding. I've never thought that. And then these girls will be like, I love how the middle section is
gone.
See-through. Like, yeah. I'm like, oh my God.
I love that the middle section is just my own belly button.
Mike wants my vagina to be on display.
Right.
Like, and then they're like,
and then the dad's always
Grandpa.
In the corner like, I don't know. Like,
my princess should be in a princess gown.
It's my baby girl. She's mine.
She's marrying me. This is an incest show. Sorry,
God.
Not funny.
Okay.
It's so true, though.
Wait, where did you get married? In New York?
I got married at my summer camp in Vermont.
Yay. Oh, cute.
Yeah.
I love looking at pictures from the summer camp weddings.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you my hashtag.
Wait, oh,
it's
yeah.
just our names.
Ryan today got a quote tonight. From a summer camp, and the minimum was $11,000 for the venue and $95,000 for the food.
What?
Yeah, because they want to recreate that disgusting camp food that the kids get. It's all
like we brought in our own food, like we brought in everything, but that is insane.
You might as well have your wedding at Bluestone Hill Farm,
you guys,
or whatever.
You're telling me.
Cool. So the whole place is $7,000 and it's $100,000 no matter what for the food.
For mashed potatoes, okay?
That's crazy.
I'll
give
that.
You the name of my camp. It's much cheaper if you want to look into it.
Honey, I love that. Do you guys like that I'm writing in my journal?
Sure.
Okay.
I didn't know if it was part
She's
of it.
She's doing the artist's way right now.
It's not.
Oh, wonderful. You know, you're doing your morning pages at 8:45.
She's on LA time.
Me and Dara decide like once every 10 episodes that one of us needs to keep track and write things down. And today I'm doing it.
Usually it's been me. So whoever does it has to be made fun of because it's so lame. We just go.
Okay.
Okay, Kara.
Yes.
What is your first done?
Okay, guys. My first done is peeing. I'm so done with peeing. I pee every hour 3 times because I'm pregnant. And I will be done with peeing soon. Who knows? I don't know if this thing stretches me out. Maybe I'll never be done peeing. Maybe I'll be peeing forever. It's just a lot of peeing. Like I peed right before I left the show that I came from. I came right to you guys and was like, where's your bathroom? Like I just have to do it constantly.
Is it because the baby pushes on your bladder?
I think so. And not that much happens. It's like it's just a little bit of pee.
It's that
you
feeling.
You should just wear a big
urgency.
Diaper.
It's the worst.
Yeah, you're right. Maybe I should diaper.
Yeah. Also, why do women pee? Because I know everything stretches out after they have a baby, but like what kind of surgery are you supposed to get not for that not to happen?
I think like a vaginal rejuve, but like I think that I've literally heard that that's more painful than childbirth. I've heard that is like the most painful procedure.
Wait, what's the thing?
They
what's
all
her
do
name
it on
got
the housewives,
on
though. They get like a dildo.
And you know where I think I read it? I'm embarrassed to say this. I was in a bookstore one time and I saw Brandy Glanville's book on a bookshelf and I just picked it up and I opened it just to read a page and that was the page I opened
to. She probably got
vaginal rejuvenation and how painful it was.
I bet she got like an off-brand vag rejuve.
That's true. She is one of the lesser rich housewives.
Wait, what did
she probably got a Groupon.
What did the blonde girl get, Stephanie get? When she went to Carrie's husband last season?
Yeah,
what was that?
Well, she got like vaginal lasering somehow.
I think that's what it is.
But like a tightening, yeah.
And she was like, whoop. And they're like, all done.
I hate when they're like, you're like a 17-year-old or younger usually.
Yeah.
It's like,
they're
that's
like
gross.
They
it's
kept
so
being like,
weird.
Your husband's going to think he's having sex with a high schooler. It's like really
gross. Like, wait, we can't say that, guys. But because they're in Dallas, they're like, it's fine.
They're like, it's hot.
Yeah.
But anyways,
God.
It looked simple and easy.
I know. I wish it was just like zap.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Let's not jump to any conclusions.
You're not
going to
have
fine.
That. You're not going to have
fine.
That.
I could have a real elastic situation and bounce back.
Oh, for sure.
I think you're going
to
have that.
But I don't know. My mom has had 6 kids, and if she doesn't get to a bathroom within a minute, it's a bad situation.
Yeah.
P-wise.
Yeah. I'm not pregnant, but like I hit something in my hormones where I have to pee all the time, and it's become this thing that I hate. I'm like,
yeah, like I'm just done with peeing. Like,
we both are always done with peeing.
Well, but you're done before you start.
Yeah, I get up too fast every time. And I often look back and the toilet paper is on the seat cover and pee too. Like, I sit down and I get like...
You rush through it too quickly?
Yeah. And whenever Ryan hears me, he's like... Like, he'll hear it from the other room. He's like, stop pushing it out. I was like, I'm not pushing it out. That's just how it comes out, I think.
You know that like when you have like that rushing stream of pee, you can't do that when you're pregnant anymore, really. Like I haven't had a forceful pee in like 4 months. I pee like regular, but it's not like a gush like anymore.
Oh no. I need
I think
it to be done
back.
Before I start. I hate peeing too.
I think it'll come back, but for some reason, like when the baby started getting bigger, like I was like, why is my pee just like kind of like dribbling
slow.
Out kind of?
It's swimming
I wish
in your
mine
pee.
Sound like
yeah.
that, actually. I went to the bathroom and my friend was outside of the stall.
Let's say your fiance goes, stop pushing it out.
And he goes, relax. I was like, that's not... I'm
not relaxing,
pushing.
Telling a woman to relax always works. Has never failed.
I was in the bathroom at a bar recently, and my friend was outside of the door. And she goes, I can't... It was Mitra Juhari, who's been on the show.
Oh, yeah, I know Mitra.
She goes, I can't believe your stream. Because it was like, it's like, no, it's like this.
What?
That makes sense because sometimes we'll like start know. At the
physically,
same time.
How know. Does it make sense?
I don't, you guys, I don't know.
Maybe there's some like weird bottleneck situation happening and it like really just squirts out. It sounds nice. It sounds like a bullet.
You got to let me know what happens when you get pregnant, if you're going to do that.
Yeah, okay.
Would love to just follow up on this in like 3 to 5 years and just hear how
you
your
have a highly
is.
Pressurized stream. That yeah. sounds kind of nice considering like, how low my shower pressure is at home. Okay, Kara, what's your second done?
Okay, so my second done is I'm so glad that you brought up The Real Housewives of Dallas because my second done is Smash Rooms. I'm so sick of these smash rooms in reality shows where people go into a room in like a white hazmat suit and smash a bunch of dishes. It was cool like the first two shows that did it. And now every show has done it. Vanderpump Rules, the Dallas women, the I think Beverly Hills did, like they've all fucking done it now. And I'm just, you got to find another room.
New Jersey. Oh, they did Hatchets. But it's yeah. stupid.
It's so dumb. And it's just, I mean, I wouldn't mind doing a smash room.
Yeah.
I guess sometime. Sure. If someone invited me along, I'd do a smash room. I just don't need to see my reality people doing it.
And it's the place the Real Housewives of Dallas went. Oh, my good yeah. God. That place. I mean, of course, all of these places look like a piece of shit because they're like, it's just like a business who buys old stuff that you can smash. But the branding and stuff is so bad. And I can't get over
well, all get past of that. It. Like, stuff is in. It's like, want to work out? Go to prison workout.
Right. Like lift yeah. a tire instead of like weights.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
There was this guy pitching a company. Oh, now I'm forgetting kind of on Shark Tank.
Uh-huh.
But I think that was like, you can smash a car. You can pay like a crazy amount of money to smash a car. Or it was like you drive a big car over things and smash
you
it.
Get to do monster truck yeah. rally, basically.
Yeah. yeah.
I mean, again, would pay for.
Yeah.
wait. Do you guys watch Vanderpump Rules?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Kara does.
Do you remember when like Ariana like last season or a couple seasons ago was like, it's my birthday to her boyfriend Tom. She was like, it's my birthday and I like miss my dad who died and I really don't want you to like go away on my birthday. And he was like, yeah, but like the guys like rented this thing where we can like dig trucks and like smash cars and stuff. And like he started crying, begging her to let him go to like a smash car thing.
Can I say something?
And I was like, he was like, babe, I know and I love you so much and I'm there for you, but like the guys are getting this thing. And
that's
I was like,
a really
oh
good
my
impression
God.
Of Sandoval. People love him. I think he's the worst, one of the worst people ever.
No, people. He's empty.
Do you love him?
No, I don't love any of them. That is the darkest show on television. You're not supposed to like any of them, I don't think.
Really?
Do you like any of them? Who do you like?
Okay.
Who would you? I met Ariana, by the way, and Sandoval at a party recently, twice. I met them in the space of 2 weeks.
Uh-huh.
And so the second time
you?
We hugged, it was wild. But like, they don't know who I am.
I could see her being nice.
She was very nice.
But, I'm new to the show. Like, uh-huh. I just kind of started, like,
okay.
2 seasons ago. And I like, what's her face? Schwartz's wife, Bubba.
Katie.
And
you
everyone,
like Bubba?
Everyone hates her. But I think she's, like, from what I've seen, and I know she's a history, she seems like the most normal person on the show.
In the last 2 seasons, I could see how you would get that impression.
Okay.
But, like, if you go back farther into the archives, like, she's a monster like all of them.
Really?
Yeah, they're all nightmare
What was
people.
Her turnaround? She's like Catherine with the turnaround.
On Southern Charm? Yeah, well,
Catherine takes her crazy with her everywhere she goes.
Yeah,
though.
I mean, I'm only 2 years, maybe 1 season into Southern Charm. I'm a newer convert. Everyone has told me you got to go back to the beginning.
You have
I got to.
It's really
actually,
sad.
It might be too sad to go back
I know.
To the beginning.
I know.
She's like a teenager.
The flashbacks really, like, I was texting my two friends that watch and I was like, guys, how old is Catherine in the first seasons? And they're like 19 or something.
Yeah, she's like only 26
when
now.
Or like dating
she's still
Thomas.
Really
and I'm like, how was that allowed on television?
She talks about it now, though, yeah. about how he took advantage of her at a really
yeah.
young age. And he was like, what is it called? Like grooming her.
Right.
She just would, she'd be on Say Yes to the Dress. She wanted to be on TV.
Yeah.
So it's like, it's really gross.
And well, she was like legal and like, I get that it's legal, but it's like not right. You know what I mean?
No.
Right.
And I'm sure her family was like, he's a,
Yeah, all of that was weird.
But Katie is like, I don't know. She's like a real downer in a lot of times. And she had a real phase where she was like a really violent drunk, like yelling at people, screaming at people, throwing drinks at people when she would get drunk. Mm-hmm. Tequila Katie.
Wait.
That's what they would call her, which I'm like, that's not a good nickname. It's not really. There's no alliteration. There's no rhyming. What is that nickname?
Wait.
She's
so
like, you know me, Vodka Cara. Like, that's not a thing.
Which, I've seen the show, but I don't watch it all the time. But which, does it take place at both restaurants?
Okay, so it most, I live right in the neighborhood of these restaurants.
We
too.
Went to one.
Which one?
We went to, not Sir.
Pump.
Yeah, we went to
Pump. Disgusting, but amazing.
Yeah, the food is so weird.
We didn't have the
food.
It's
so strange.
The food, the drinks are like $17
like the happy hour
for like
was great.
Syrup.
No, we went for happy
the
hour.
The happy hour is really
and
good.
And we just got
but
wine.
It's still gross. Like yeah. Everything, like the wine's gross.
Yeah, but like the little patio in the back, the,
that's
like
where we
during
were.
Happy hour is like
cute.
Pretty. You know, it's like a garden. It's
but
kind
everyone
of like pretty.
Who's there is like us, but gross and weird.
Yeah.
You like want
to
see
I
it.
Like, I have a friend who actually just wanted to go to brunch there recently and he was paying. So I was like, okay. Like, I'll go wherever you want. And we went and we were just sitting next to like Arizona housewives and like, you know what yeah. I mean? Like trash people that you like yeah. don't really, no offense. I mean, no housewife from Arizona, but you know, like the kind of people that watch a show, go to the city
yeah.
and like are looking for the people,
but they
you know?
But the thing is, it always delivers and people usually see someone yeah. from the show.
Yeah. Well, okay. So I recently, okay. So mostly the show takes place at Sir.
Okay.
But I mean, now at this
which
point.
Which I heard is disgusting.
Which is,
we heard it's
is,
like stained cushions and gross furniture and disgusting.
The lights are
food.
So down low when you go at night, so I'm sure you can't even see the stains. I would hate to see it with the lights up. And the food was like, I got like a lobster ravioli and was like, this is defrosted from Trader Joe's. Like, this is.
Really?
And like, honestly, actually, I give Trader Joe's more credit. Like, it was really not good. And I've been to Villa Blanca, which is like, mm-hmm. I went to Villa Blanca at 8 o'clock on a Saturday night and it was like 30% full.
Really?
Like it does. I don't think that they do good business. And
wait,
my food was like a salt lick. Like I might as well have just like poured a bag of salt down my throat.
But it always looks so beautiful when Lisa's there.
I know. I guess maybe production like fluffs it up. It was really like Villa Blanca was like nothing to write home about. Sir was fine. Like, and
where
then
do they
Pump
always go
is...
with the housewives? Like whenever Lisa's
Villa Blanca.
Like, oh, yeah, it does look beautiful.
They do go to Villa Blanca, yeah.
When she gets a rosé and
yeah.
talks with
and then
Teddy.
I think when she was trying to promote Pump, they would go to Pump. Like, I mean, it depends
on. Right.
So then, okay, so do you guys know Megan Gailey?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
She's like a Chicago comic, oh. then New York for briefly, and now in LA. And she got engaged, and we were all going to go to Tom Tom because it just opened.
Oh, it's
like
finally open?
Yeah, it opened a couple months ago. We were all going to go, and a bunch of people showed up. I was a little bit late, so I missed this part. But Joel Kim Booster was there with us, with our group, and he was wearing athleisure, but like cool athleisure, you know? Like,
yeah.
And
yeah.
they wouldn't let him in. Because they've got like a clothing situation, like at the thing. So stupid. So we went to Pump instead, which I guess you guys have different dress codes. Like, why?
And Sandoval. Sandoval's making the rules at TomTom.
So we go to Pump. We have a little drink. It's like a bunch of like just mostly girls from comedy and stuff sitting around and like we're just toasting our friend and stuff. And then we see Lisa and Ken walking out with Jiggy in their hand.
With Jiggy. Oh
and we
my
were
God,
like,
I would have died.
And Megan is in this like gorgeous jumpsuit. It's her engagement drinks. Like, you know, she like, so we're like, we got to go after them. So we go out. Megan is a little bit ahead of me. And I guess she asks Lisa, says like, I just got engaged. Can I take a picture? And Lisa goes, but that doesn't make it any less cold. Or Ken said that. Ken said that.
Oh, because that was a really good Lisa impression.
And by the way, it was November in Los Angeles.
And they're from
fucking cold.
The UK.
But yeah. they're like decaying.
And she was walking
Jiggy,
from Pump
Jiggy.
To Tom Tom. What a walk.
Like, Jiggy needs to be warm.
Yeah.
He's dying.
So I come out and I haven't seen this.
I think
this,
he's dead.
I haven't seen this. You think he's stuffed? He's like taxidermied.
That makes sense.
That's actually a really good theory. So I go out and I haven't seen this exchange happen. So I re-ask and I go, Lisa, will you take a picture with my friend? She just got engaged. And Lisa repeats exactly what Ken says. She goes, that doesn't make it any less cold. And we're like, Lisa,
Maybe they're all dead.
And then she agreed to, she like still agreed to it. So she like took and a quick picture like, with, and then just walked off.
Did
like,
she look
so
incredible?
She was like kind of bitchy. Yeah, she did.
What about her ass? Small.
What's her face
she's
look
small?
Like?
Wait,
she's very thin.
She's very thin in real life. I thought she was thin.
How tall?
I mean, she's probably like 5'4", but like wears shoes to be like 5'6", or 7".
And
you know
she's
what I mean?
Really skinny.
She was thin.
Which
yeah.
is an amazing ass though, right?
Yeah, her face looks good. Yeah. I don't know if I got a full look at the butt, but on the show, I always think her butt looks great.
Yeah, not to Stassi's boyfriend.
Yeah,
her.
Not to
wait,
be Patrick.
Is her butt
that
fake?
Piece of shit.
I mean, it looks amazing.
Do you think it's fake?
Not really.
No, I kind of think she's almost like a little bit drag queen-y. I think she probably cinches herself a little bit
yeah,
somehow.
I think,
and like,
she totally
remember
gets
that
the butt.
Camel toe situation?
Wait, when?
It was like no one talked about it. It was Beverly Hills at Teddy's house, and they did the shot of Lisa, and she had this crazy camel toe that was like really sad.
Yes, that's actually coming back to me now when they went to Teddy's beach house. Yeah.
Wait, beach house?
What are you going to do?
I don't know.
I think she's not. She's like.
No, I was mad at production for that.
It's mean.
It was shady.
It's mean,
the editors are shady.
Yeah, totally.
And that was the beginning of the end for her.
Yeah.
Wow.
Whenever, I can't wait for this season, you guys. Beverly Hills.
I almost started crying when Ken yelled.
In the promo?
Yeah.
Yeah. At Kyle?
I'm done with Kyle, though.
Kyle's a done for you?
I'm done with all of them.
What do you want them to wipe the slate clean?
Yeah. No, it's
I just
never
saw
a good idea.
Teddy,
I was just
boring.
Here a month ago, you guys, and I saw Erika Jane in concert.
Oh, I think she's...
And you were
I
6 months pregnant.
I was 6 months pregnant at the Pretty Mess tour.
I would have loved to see that, but I'm done with her too. I think her last season was psychotic.
Yeah. She, you know what? It's like what they say, like the only true season that they do is their first season. Mm-hmm. It's the only time they're really themselves.
But
and then after that, it's
Teddy.
Very performative. Because I think Erika Jane's very performative. And that is sad for Teddy. You're right.
Teddy sucks, but I won't speak ill of her because of who her father is. And I'm working on a project
amazing.
With him.
Because something going on with the coup. All right.
We share an agent, so it's in our best interest to.
No, that makes sense. That makes sense. Teddy's mm-hmm. brother might start working at.
Oh, that was
Tom Tom,
sad.
I guess.
Like
when he
these
came
people.
In for the
little
interview.
Wait, yeah. How old is he?
50, 20s 25. Or something?
Late, I mean, it's weird to have that much wealth. And then to act, it's just strange. Like,
yeah.
What is your dad is a kook? Like,
but he makes them work, right? Like, doesn't
that's
she always
bullshit,
talk about
though.
How, like, I always had to work for
yeah,
my money?
But him being on a reality show isn't work.
Well, I don't know if he's going to be on a reality show. They just showed him in an interview where he was going to be like a bar back at Tom Tom. So if he had a personality, maybe that would, if he started fucking one of the girls, I bet he would definitely make his way onto that show pretty quick.
Yeah, it's kind of like an Ariana's brother thing. It's like
yes.
less screen time, more,
right.
more something else.
Yeah, no testimonials for Ariana's brother. Sorry. But Raquel's getting testimonials. I mean, we could go on all day, you guys.
What's standing between you and happiness? Is it you? Are your own feelings a roadblock preventing you from achieving your goals? I mean, have you thought about talking to someone, but maybe you're uncertain or unsure of where to start? BetterHelp.com online counseling is there for you.
Finding someone to talk to can be really challenging, but BetterHelp makes it easy to connect with licensed professional counselors, caring professionals specializing in the issue that you want to talk with, whether that's depression, stress and anxiety, trauma, grief, self-esteem, anything. Whatever you're done with that's totally bothering you. Connect with a counselor in a safe and private environment and get help at your own time at your own pace.
And you can schedule secure video and phone sessions, or you can text your therapist, all included worldwide, and you can start communicating in under 24 hours. Best of all, it's a truly affordable option. And for Done listeners, you get 10% off your first month with discount code DONE.
Can you imagine texting your therapist?
Amazing. Like, I would never have to text you.
If you've been wanting to talk to someone, you can get started today. Just go to BetterHelp.com/done, where you'll fill out a questionnaire to help them assess your needs and get matched with a counselor you'll love. And if you don't love them, you can always change it. That's BetterHelp.com/done and use promo code DONE.
Okay. Well, what is the third thing you're done
okay,
with?
Okay, so my third done...
That's his journaling.
...is... my third done is share size candies. Like when you go to Duane Reade or whatever, and it's like, this is a double pack. It's a share size. I'll be the judge of that. You don't need to tell me that this is for two people. It's just like, put the calories on the back and I know how to read. Share size. Hope you're not eating this yourself, fatty. Like, why don't you just call it that?
Is share size king size?
Yeah, like king size, but a lot
or
of the,
like a twin pack.
M&Ms will be like share size.
Oh yeah.
And that's rude.
Yeah.
It's rude because it's like easy to eat it by yourself.
Yeah.
Like, I'm talking pre-pregnancy. Like, I can eat a bag of fucking M&Ms by myself. You know what
right.
I mean?
Right.
And they're like, hope you find someone to cozy up with and eat these M&Ms with. Because if you're eating them alone, you're doing it wrong. No, done with that. Stop it. This is a letter to Mars or M&M.com, whatever.
That is shaming.
Who owns M&Ms?
I think Mars.
Mars? Okay.
Or Disney.
Mars.
I don't know.
Disney.
Walt. It's definitely Walt.
I would like an M&M's movie. I love the commercials.
Are you serious? An M&M's movie is so on the horizon. Like, don't you think that's totally happening?
Well, M&M's
now,
movie.
Like the yellow M&M's, like the dope
yeah.
in all the commercials.
And the green girl's like,
and the
porn.
Green's like sexy. Yeah.
Do you
and
know then, there's porn with the green one?
No.
Ew.
Sick-itating.
And the people who like it, I bet, are the My Little Pony guys, even though they said
Bronies.
They're not sexual.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. They
the
jerk
fuzzies.
It to the Vanessa Williams green M&M for sure.
Oh, Vanessa Williams.
Pretty sure it's her voice.
What I love is an M&M's Christmas commercial. Same since I was young, and I love it every time.
Hmm?
The
Which
M&M's
one?
Commercial.
You're talking about Coke?
Where Santa comes in, and they're like, oh, and they get caught by him.
Oh.
When Santa comes in, and they see the M&M's.
I feel the same way about that Hershey one that's a Christmas
yep,
commercial.
I fucking
where the,
love
the,
it.
The Hershey's just do the songs,
it.
And at the end, the little one goes, phew.
It's so cute.
It's like been on since we were kids, and
I
I'm
know.
Like...
Who else is a really cute candy man? The little Reese's guy in the beginning of the movies. He was playing the horn.
Wait, I don't know what you're talking
who's
about.
That? Who's that?
It was like Welcome to AMC or some big theater. And like it was like the band, the candy band. And like the Reese's.
Let's go out to the movies.
Yes.
Okay.
And then the candy band, it was one of the Reese's peanut butter cups. And he was playing a trombone. And it was really cute.
Okay. And wait. It's a Reese's cup with legs.
Yes. And yeah. cheeks that were like blown up because
yeah.
he was blowing the horn.
Blowing the
I never saw that, but I'm having a vision of a Reese's cup that's carved out in the middle.
No, that's different. That's like more than one way to eat a Reese's campaign.
Which
yeah.
I
remember
I
that.
I find fascinating and beautiful work. I love that campaign.
I do
yeah.
too. They don't do it
it's
anymore.
Really
yes,
interesting.
They do.
And I think about it every time I eat a Reese's.
Me
I'm like,
too.
How am I eating a Reese's? It's like really... It is great work. It's Clio award-winning work. It's really good.
I just like love it.
Yeah.
I do too. But that's a candy commercial for
you,
you
know? I
guess
I love candy.
Wait,
I
say something really
yeah,
lame?
You love candy and you shouldn't be stifled by a goddamn share size label. Have as much candy as you want.
Yes.
That's 100% true. And I hate to say this, but do you know what commercials I think are really funny? The Sour Patch Kids ones.
Oh, I think they're
where
violent
they're like
and
devils. They're like devilish little
yeah,
like
they look
psychos.
Like little rapists. I don't like them.
Yeah.
They're
it's candy for bad
things.
Kids.
yeah.
Yeah.
They're like
no,
they're like
candy
boys' rights
sinners.
Yeah. They're
yeah, those are definitely MRA candies.
Guys,
those are men's rights activists.
Knock
yeah.
it off.
Hashtag MAGA, they're
Wait,
bad.
What about the one where
for sure Sour Patch is the official candy of MAGA. For sure.
Are being so naughty. You guys are being the naughty candy.
Well, wait. a yellow Sour Patch Kid?
Like accidentally where he cuts a little girl's hair off and she's like, it's okay.
Yeah.
Violence.
That's
violence against women.
Violence against women. Like, I could not agree with you more. And I think that if you look in the pockets of all of those fucking kids from that Catholic school that were harassing that elder Native American, they all have
yeah,
Sour Patch Kids in
their
like pockets.
That's why they were like smiling so evil because they
yeah,
have like
they're
sour
all
gums.
Buzzed up on Sour Patch Kids and fucking Mountain Dew.
You guys,
and that is a fact.
You're totally right. I was just trying to be on board with the ad campaign. And I was like, they're trying to do something. Wait, what's the commercial where the girl, he's like, well, these give me warts or whatever. And
Skittles.
Then yeah, no, they're
oh,
like,
yeah.
I like it.
How it makes me uncomfortable because like skin stuff really creeps me out. Like
with
rashes.
Candy.
I know it's so fake, but like there's something about it that grosses me out. How she takes it off his face and
I
eats
know,
it.
I know.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
People who are in like the advertising biz are like, genius commercial. And
no,
I'm like, yeah. But then in my head, I'm like, I don't get it.
Yeah, I write like commercial treatments and stuff for money on the side, like for directors, and they love Old Spice stuff. Like, well, there'll be like a specific directive that's like, we want this to be really weird, like Old Spice and Skittles, or they'll be like, this is not Old Spice and Skittles. This is grounded. This is like normal. But they love looking at those two, like all the Old Spice stuff and all the Skittles weird shit. They love that. Ugh. It's like very beloved.
In
the industry.
Totally.
I just saw a new Old Spice one and I was like, you guys need to stop. Like, this happened.
I don't get those, and I don't get the Dos Equis either.
Oh, the most interesting man in the world.
I love that man. That man is
there was
family
a guy, and then they transitioned to a new most interesting man.
Oh, they did?
Yeah, they got a new one. Ooh. It was like the old guy with the white hair, with the white beard and white hair for a while. Yeah. And then they got like a sort of slightly younger guy to be him.
They should have gotten Trivago guy.
My mom hates the Trivago guy.
I do
guy.
Too. I think he's a psycho.
People want to bone the Trivago guy.
He's a psycho.
Maybe my mom wants to, but expresses it through hate.
That's why it makes it uncomfortable.
She will go off on him. She goes, I'm not into this Trivago guy. I'm seeing him all the time. I just don't like him.
That is so funny.
I walk in. She's banging the
She's like rubbing one out to the Trivago guy.
She would never. Mom, I love you.
Oh, okay, sorry. I didn't realize your mom listened. My mom doesn't know what a podcast is, so I didn't assume your mom listened.
I didn't think anyone did, and then they say they listen, and I go,
I know. We've had to edit a lot.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, so these duns were amazing.
Thank you. And now, hope they were satisfactory.
Are you kidding me? Did you see us? We were going off.
We were going nuts.
So right now, we're going to ask you, here's what we're going to do.
Okay.
We're going to ask you to take your headphones off. We're going to deliberate on what you should be done with, and then you're going to be done with that thing forever.
Okay.
So just take a breather, relax, chill.
Don't you dare listen to us.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, I'm over here.
Okay, so Kara is done with
peeing. She's done with peeing because she's sick of it.
Yeah.
And she has to do it a lot.
Yeah.
And it goes slow. It trickles. It's not like regular pee like mine.
Yeah, I would say like somewhere in between.
It's just not like mine.
No one's is like yours.
Yeah, right. Okay. So she's done with that.
Your pee concerns me, but we'll talk about that later.
Okay.
And the only way to kind of handle your pee if you don't want it is to get like a catheter and a pee bag, which I don't think she wants.
And she has a baby. She can't have two. She can't have both. She can't have
Once she has
a
baby, she's not going to care about peeing.
No, she's going to pee all over everything.
Yeah. Okay. She's also done with
smash rooms in general and in reality shows. Mm-hmm. It's not interesting, and we're bored watching people smash shitty furniture.
It's like manufactured anger. It's like not real emotion.
Right.
I want to see you actually yell at the person you're mad at.
Yeah.
I want to see Brittany not marry Jax.
Right.
Not break a printer. Okay. And the third one, Betsy, you didn't write down the third one.
I know.
You're journaling. So you've been journaling this whole time, and you wrote down a total of 1, 2, 3, 4 words.
Okay. And the number three thing Kara's done with is share size candy. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not up to these companies to put on their packaging whether I should be sharing something or not.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree.
Yeah, I love that one.
Because what if you're in front of someone and you're eating it to yourself and they're like looking at you weird because they want some because the package says that you have to share? It's awkward.
So here's the thing. It's not saying you have to share. It's like suggesting you share. And I think you can easily ignore that. You can cut it off. You can white it out.
Yeah, white out markers. They sell those where they sell candy.
Not on it. Yeah, get some white out markers where they sell those share size candies.
Or Ziploc bags and transfer it.
Like a true psycho, transfer that candy to a Ziploc bag. Walk around with it in your purse. Don't share it with anyone. I think that's the solution.
Well, here's a reality of the situation, Tara. We haven't talked about that.
Okay.
Peeing, your body has to.
Yeah.
Smash rooms.
Your body has to.
Your body has to. Your body has to watch the shows it needs.
Yeah.
Like it's medicine.
And
it's
you record it, you got to watch the whole thing through.
Yeah, right. And then share size candy. We can't change the packaging ourselves.
But you can change the mindset of the packaging.
That's right. You can change how you eat it. And you can eat it fast before you even open it.
Before you even read the
I mean,
whole
before
thing.
You open it, I said. Make sure you take off the packaging. You could get sick if you eat the packaging. But just ignore it.
Ignore. Let's get her back in here. Okay, Kara, wow. We have a diagnosis for
guys,
you.
Is that the ASMR portion of your podcast where you just whisper and people get like super turned on by it?
Oh, I never thought of that. I love ASMR, but it has to be unintentional.
Which
I guess this would work.
Watches just really random YouTubes of like this woman cooking an egg that she considers ASMR, Dara. But it's not meant for that, but Dara uses it as that.
It's this one lady.
It's the strangest, worst thing I've ever seen. Huh. It makes me feel like I feel sick when I think about it. Like these people in their house cooking an egg. It's like the sickest thing the internet has to offer. Okay, anyway.
And and the best part is though she ends all of them. That's it, that's all. And then it just ends so fast.
She goes, that's it, that's all. And then you see her like looking to turn off the camera.
Fuck, that's so weird. Okay.
And then her husband's always in the background and she's like, get out. And he's like waddling out.
That sounds amazing.
Google coddled eggs and you'll find it.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's like a top result for coddled eggs.
Yeah. When you see these people, I'm going to go home and watch it myself. But anyways, we have to send it to
you. Okay. Kara. So we decided you can't really be done with peeing because
I know
to pee is to be alive.
You're right.
I wouldn't know that.
I didn't biologically think it through.
Right.
But look, feelings are feelings.
Yeah.
You can't be done with smash rooms for the same thing. To watch reality TV is to be alive, is to breathe.
And yeah, you're right.
And if you weren't watching, how could you, you might miss that on
I DVR almost all of them, though. I can fast forward the whole smash room thing, but then I'll miss plot points.
You could miss a Leanne weave.
I'll miss Leanne talking about $200 in my bank account. You're right.
And my other favorite part of all those shows is the guy who and this is the owner of the smash room. And he has 3 seconds to have his 15 minutes of pain.
He gets a lower third for 2 seconds. It's like Lou, owner, smashtastic or whatever.
And you're like, oh, I feel so sad for his parents.
I know.
Okay. But you have control over share size recommendations.
Yeah.
And because that's what they are, a recommendation.
It's
so
a
they
recommendation.
Can take it and shove it.
Right. So fuck that. Yeah.
And so you just ignore it.
So I'm not going to be done with any of my things then?
No, you're done.
No, you're done with that.
You're done with that and the suggestion. And you just...
You don't have to deal with that anymore.
You don't have to deal
with
them.
I'm not even going
to
read the word share size anymore.
Exactly.
It's going to be invisible to me.
And like I said, you could bring a Ziploc and transfer the candy.
Like a good grandmother does to any movie.
That is so funny. Like right before I pay for it, I'm like, do you have any scissors? And I pour it into my...
Wait, recently I asked this lady, I'm a server at a restaurant, uh-huh. And I asked her if she wanted milk for her coffee. She goes, no, I have some. She took out an old lotion bottle. Filled
off.
With milk.
Oh, I want to say only in New York, but Jesus, that is dark, dark days. Holy.
Pop Top squeezed it into her coffee. I almost died. And then I said to her husband, do you need milk? He goes, nope, we got it. I was like, oh.
She's like, I pack enough for two. Oh,
yeah.
That's so gross.
I could see myself doing that someday.
Maybe it's just a theory. Maybe it's that A2 milk or whatever that's lactose free but tastes like real milk.
It was something special.
I got a BYO because I like this milk.
Yeah, it was something I couldn't give her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because even if you brought your own, wouldn't you take what the restaurant has and save yours for the time where you're at a place that doesn't have milk?
Yeah. It was something. Right? It was something.
And she got her husband on board too, which is nice.
That's such a freebie. That's a freebie at a restaurant. You know? Yeah. That's you're not getting charged extra for milk.
Look. So that's that. You're done with that now.
Thank you.
Don't dwell on it.
I'm so happy I was able to pass through that.
And so am I. And if someone says, give me a bite, it says we need to share. You say it's simply a recommendation and I won't.
And I reject that recommendation. Mm-hmm. Great.
And don't buy a Sour Patch Kids. Acknowledge their presence. You can eat them.
I believe in woman's right to choose, so I would never.
You guys, I can't
would
apologize
never
enough.
Buy a Sour Patch. Honestly, nobody told me this was an alt-right podcast, and I'm reeling right now.
Sour rope candy will talk.
Punch, very domestic violence. I don't like it.
What's that?
Kara, thank you so much. Will you give us a little blurb about your album that's coming out and where people can get get
this
it?
This is my debut stand-up album. I've been doing stand-up for 10 years, so I'm so excited to finally do an album. It's available for pre-order right now on iTunes. It's called Undefeated. My name is Kara Klenk, K-A-R-A-K-L-E-N-K, and you can just search it in iTunes. And yeah, pre-order it. It's not very expensive, and I think it'll bring you a lot of joy. And it would help me support my new baby. So there's the guilt trip part of it.
Yes. Perfect. And, you need that.
Yeah. It's just a fun stand-up album. I recorded it here in New York at the UCB East. And
R.I.P.
Yeah.
Almost.
Almost.
Amazing. I can't wait to listen.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me on.
So cool. Thanks for being here. For being on it. This was so much fun.
Betsy, thank you.
Thanks, Dar. And thank you guys for listening. Subscribe to Done on Apple iTunes or Forever Dog Network, wherever you get your podcasts. And leave reviews. Rate, review, subscribe.
Review.
Review.
Yeah.
Pretend review. It's a candy telling you to review.
Share size.
Thanks, guys. Forever
Dog. This has been a Forever Dog production. Done is produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, Alex Ramsey, and Emma Foley. Music by Brooks Allison. For more original podcasts, please visit ForeverDogPodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram at Forever Dog Team and liking our page on Facebook.
Hey guys, just here to remind you about our brand new sponsor, BetterHelp. What's standing between you and happiness? Is it you? Are your own feelings a roadblock preventing you from achieving your goals? I mean, have you thought about talking to someone, but maybe you're uncertain or unsure of where to start? BetterHelp.com online counseling is there for you.
Finding someone to talk to can be really challenging, but BetterHelp makes it easy to connect with licensed professional counselors, caring professionals specializing in the issue that you want to talk with, whether that's depression, stress and anxiety, trauma, grief, self-esteem, anything. Whatever you're done with that's totally bothering you. Connect with a counselor in a safe and private environment and get help at your own time, at your own pace.
And you can schedule secure video and phone sessions, or you can text your therapist, all included worldwide, and you can start communicating in under 24 hours. Best of all, it's a truly affordable option. And for Done listeners, you get 10% off your first month with discount code DONE.
Can you imagine texting your therapist?
Amazing. Like, I would never have to text you.
If you've been wanting to talk to someone, you can get started today. Just go to betterhelp.com/done, where you'll fill out a questionnaire to help them assess your needs and get matched with a counselor you'll love. And if you don't love them, you can always change it. That's betterhelp.com/done and use promo code DONE.